I said when you open up the can of Sola Scriptura. In other words, when you start, when you let this cat out of the bag, to mix a metaphor, anything can come out. And anything that you think you read in the Bible, or anything you misinterpret and trip over while you're reading the Bible, you're capable of making a new religion. So, you know, like in Tennessee, you got these snake handlers, because of something that was said towards the end of St. Mark's Gospel, you know. So you've got a whole sect that's dedicated to handling poisonous snakes. And every once in a while you read the news that one of these guys died.
They get bit, right?
Yeah. So, you know, I call them one verse wonders, but you've got sects that are based upon that. Well, the Old Testament, the various books of the Old Testament, and St. Paul talk about the ultimate conversion of the Jewish people to Christ and to his church. And this will be a great blessing for the church, St. Paul says. So this is something that we believe in. But in the Old Testament, it's cloaked in very mysterious language and very sort of Old Testament prophetical. We don't quite know exactly what it means, but we'll certainly know what it means when we see it, type language. And the book of Daniel is one of the most difficult books to read. Well, you got guys like John Hagee and Pat Robertson and who's the big popular one that was late great Planet Earth, Hal Lindsey. Whose prophecy, by the way, that Armageddon would happen in 1988, obviously didn't happen, and yet still credulous people are giving this man money. Seriously, money.
Don't forget about Terry LaHaye and the book series on the Rapture, which Kirk Cameron made into a movie.
So there was a sect known as the Plymouth Brethren, who one of their main – it was an extremely anti-hierarchical religion. They were even anti-Anglican. One of the early founding members was an Anglican quote-unquote priest who left Anglicanism to embrace this more sort of egalitarian kind of religion that wanted to purify itself and say this is – we're going back to this pure simplicity of the early church. You know, kind of like the Calvinists said, but the religion had, including the rapture. They believed in the rapture, which they didn't invent; it came before them. But they pushed this idea that Christians would receive a blessing if we could somehow help God. They believed in this thing called dispensationalism, premillennial dispensationalism. They didn't invent the premillennial part, but they invented the dispensationalist part.
Okay.
The premillennial thing—that's the rapture. The dispensationalist part has to do with a very odd way of looking at the different dispensations with which God dealt with man over salvation history. They identified the Jews as God's earthly people, and the Christians are God's heavenly people. And if the heavenly people can help the earthly people return to their promised land, then the heavenly people will somehow receive a blessing. It's a really bizarre outlook, and I'm amazed that more Jews aren't like acting offended at this. But it's a marriage of convenience, if you will, between the Zionists and the Christian Zionists, between the Jewish Israeli Zionists and the Christian Zionists. The Jews in Israel don't really respect the American Christian Zionists, but they're useful to them because we give them so much foreign aid. And all that foreign aid is based upon the fact that these end times folks like Pat Robertson and Hal Lindsey. Did you ever watch Pat Robertson's 700 Club, Mike?
I might have seen it a time or 10.
When I was a kid, when I was a teenager, I used to watch it. Don't ask me why. I don't know why, but I used to watch it. And he always had this news. He always had this news about what was going on in the Middle East. And for him, everything was, you know, how does this relate to Gog and Magog? And how does this relate to the end times events? What's prophesied in the book of Daniel and what's prophesied in the book of the Apocalypse? Note that they're going to not the Gospels, which, you know, teach us clearly and lucidly, you know, things like, you know, doing good works for salvation and stuff like that.
Ora et labora.
Yeah, but they're going to the most opaque and difficult to read passages with no magisterial authority to interpret it, no tradition to base it upon, nothing like that. And they're figuring it out for themselves. And Pat Robertson's news stuff was always looking at Mideastern affairs in terms of what we can do for Israel, when's Armageddon going to happen, how the U.S. can militarily support God's chosen people against, you know, the wicked.